Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 23rd week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? All who set themselves against the divine wisdom and word of God must bring discredit on themselves or suffer disgrace. Let no one, therefore, be afraid. Even if all the cleverness and might of the world rage themselves against the gospel, and even if efforts are made to subdue it with bloodshed, the more blood that is shed, the more Christians will increase. Tertullian well observed that the blood of the Christians is the seed from which Christians grow. The devil is drowned in Christian blood, hence it is not a very smart thing to try to suppress the gospel by force. In a certain respect, the gospel resembles the palm tree. It is the nature and character of this tree to lie on top, no matter how much loading one puts onto it. If a beam is made of it, it does not yield to any load, but actually raises itself against the load. This is also how the gospel is. The more opposition it encounters, the greater pressure it exerts. And the more men try to quench it, the more and more it grows. We should never be afraid of might and force. What we really should fear is success and good days. These are quite likely to do us more harm than anxiety and persecution. We should also not be afraid of the wisdom and cleverness of the world. This can do us no harm. The more the wisdom of the world opposes the truth of the gospel, the purer and clearer the truth becomes. Let us pray. Be the defender and protector of your word and gospel, O God, in all attacks made on it by its enemies. May your word and gospel continue to go from strength to strength in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You can purchase the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional as a gift for family and friends. Find the print edition and other resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Join us for Christmas at FLBC, December 1st through 3rd, featuring performances by the Bible College and Seminary Choirs and the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. Register for free and find live stream information at flbc.edu/Christmas.